Haskell, S.N. Butler, G.I. Ford. Sanitarium, National City, California, September 15, 1905. Elders Haskell and Butler and Brother Ford. Dear brethren, if suitable buildings can be found elsewhere and the work of the Publishing Association can be operated with less expense, I would advise that you move from the building in Nashville. Such a move seems sensible and in harmony with good judgment. If it seems to you that the facilities to be found upon Edson's property can be utilized to good advantage, I would say, make such a move. If in the future the Lord should open any better way, you can follow his leading. My earnest desire and prayer is that the Lord may give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding. I wish to see you move in the fear of God. I see no reason why you should not put forth every effort to reduce your expenses as much as possible. I have recently received letters from Elder Haskell and his wife stating that they intend to go to South Lancaster for a rest. We would invite Elder Haskell to come to Southern California. There is need here of the work which he can do. The Lord has opened the way before us in this field, but there have been few workers who are able to carry forward the work as it should be conducted. We need some of our old men of war to give us special help just now. We need the services of Elder Haskell in connection with the work to be carried forward at Loma Linda. An important work is opened before us for the neighboring cities, Redlands, Riverside, San Bernardino, and other smaller places. Can you not be present at the camp meeting to be held in San Diego sometime in November? The time of the meeting is somewhat indefinite. It is to follow a tent effort by Brother Simpson. I learned that the top of the tent that Brother Simpson is using in Los Angeles must be repaired before it is ready for use here. Brother Haskell, we need you and your wife just as soon as you can come. You can engage in work similar to that which you have been doing in Nashville. I have been bearing my testimony regarding the use of our restaurants. The work of these restaurants has absorbed much of the talent that should be used in evangelical work. Many are held in Battle Creek who, with Bible in hand, should be entering new places to flash the light of truth into the mist and fog of error. I see so great a work to be done that I am in danger of undertaking too much. But the Lord understands the matter, and He will teach us the very best way to reach the people. Young men and young women are to be the Lord's light bearers to the world. My message is that the restaurants are carrying a burden that the Lord has not laid upon them. The preparations of food are so expensive that the poorer class receive but little benefit. There should be greater simplicity in the preparation of foods. The living testimony of truth should be born, and a reformation should take place. Too much talent and capability are absorbed in a work which reveals but few results in the salvation of souls. There are some here at the sanitarium who are receiving the truth. One man, who has been a railroad official, has been here for some months and has recently been baptized. He has attended my talks in the parlor and seems deeply affected, but it is difficult for him to exercise faith. I tell him to come to Christ in trust and in simplicity, and to rest as a wearied soul in his promises. This is all that the Lord requires of any of us. We often make a difficult work of that which should be easy. I believe that this man will yet walk in the light, and that the Lord will bless him. I see much to be done here. I have spoken 3 times and expect to speak again to the workmen at 5:30. I was unable to sleep after 1:00. It is now 2:00, and I am engaged in writing. Willie writes that they need us in the work at home, and in a few days we shall return to St. Helena. In November, if the Lord gives me strength, I may attend the camp meeting in San Diego, and if so, I shall hope to see Elder Haskell and his wife at that time. My only desire is to know my duty and to fulfill the will of God.